Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. Or even if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's episode, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or opinions. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, right now, it's 74 degrees in the ATL. Looking at a high today of 81, low tonight, 65. We have thunderstorms now. You got 40% chance at 2 o'clock, 60% at 3 o'clock, and it stays like that all the way up until about 10 tonight. And then at 10, we got a 70% chance of thunderstorms and then rain all night throughout the morning and into tomorrow. Now, Tuesday, it'll be rain, 76. Wednesday, thunderstorm, 74. Thursday, rain, 74. So it looks and then on Friday, the sunshine pops out, 83 degrees. Saturday, sunshine, 88 degrees. Sunday, possible thunderstorms, 84 degrees. So it looks like it's going to be a great weekend, but looks like rain all week long until Friday, right? So you guys prepare for that. And again, that's my story. I'm sticking with it, right? Now, today's word of the day, acerbic. Acerbic. A-C-E-R-B-I-C is today's word of the day. Acerbic. And it means, and it's an adjective, and it means acid in temper, mood, or tone. Acid. A-C-I-D, acid, in temper, mood, or tone. And they gave an example here, and I want to use it. It says, it was Dave Chappelle's first comedy special in 17 years. And even though the specials were filmed in 2015 and 16, they confirmed that Dave still had his acerbic wit and impeccable comedic timing. And so that's acerbic. I mean, you take that and use it however you like. And that's our word of the day. And again, guys, if you write down the word of the day each day on Wednesday at 10:10 a.m., I will be asking you what was the word of the day for the past week. I give you one day off of the past week. And if you've been listening to the show and you've been writing down the words of the day, that'd be easy for you to answer. So you can grab that and call into the show and say, Frank, the word of the day on Monday was acerbic. And that will give you a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. Okay? So that'll be on Contest Wednesday. And again, guys, thanks for tuning in. Now, before I get into the show, okay, let me just say one thing, because I know some of the guys and maybe even women out there, a lot of women watch pro basketball and this and that, and the playoffs are going on, right? And last night we were thinking that, of course, that, you know, it was going to be a pretty bad loss for the Celtics again, and that they'd be down 3-0. But the Celtics won last night. And to my dismay, when I got up this morning, I was like, man, the Celtics won. And they did. They won last night. They beat LeBron and the Cavs. And let me say this to all these people out here who continue to try to compare LeBron James to Michael Jordan. This is not a comparison. You can't compare LeBron James to Michael Jordan at this time. I wouldn't compare them until LeBron wins 6 championships, till LeBron has 3 most valuable player awards in his pocket, till LeBron has 6 NBA defensive player awards in his pocket. And on and on. It's a lot for him to accomplish to be compared to someone else. The only way you can compare him, compare me to someone else is that we have the same things. We have the same things. I got six championships. You got six championships. I did this. You did this. He did this, and I did this. If that happens, then you can compare them. But you start with LeBron and you jump right over Kobe, who's below Michael Jordan. You jump right over Kobe. Now Kobe has more points than Jordan throughout his career, but Kobe played 19 years. Okay? Jordan played 14 years, I believe, 13 or 14 years. Now, LeBron has played 14 years, but he doesn't have the accomplishments that Jordan has in his 14 years. So you can't compare that. You just can't compare that. You got wine that's been aging for 40 years versus a wine that's been aging for 15 years. How can you compare those two? There's no comparison. Okay? And you guys saying LeBron the greatest of all time. And the other guy saying Jordan the greatest of all time. Then, again, you're jumping right over Kobe. LeBron didn't have as many championships. To win championships, to be compared to the great, to be compared to being the greatest player ever. Yeah, I think he's the greatest right now. But he isn't the greatest of all time. We've seen better. At least I've seen better. Okay, a lot of these young folks out here running around with these Jordan shoes on, they never even seen him play a game. Now you can go back and watch video all you want, but they never even seen him live play a game. Don't know what he's capable of. So I'm gonna lay that to bed, and let's move on with the show. Now today's show is entitled "Are Most Men Intimidated and Will Not Approach a Fine Woman?" And I want to discuss the intimidating factor that most men feel when wanting to approach a fine woman, that they see. Because like I've said all the time, I did a show where we were talking about, why don't women approach men the way men approach women? And a lot of women were saying, well, Frank, that kind of make us look kind of out there and promiscuous. Or what makes it promiscuous? What makes it promiscuous? When you think about it, if a woman or a man, with that said, a woman or a man who is out there looking for a man or a woman to have a relationship with, to maybe grow old with, get married, whatever. When you're looking for a long-term relationship like that, then you have in mind what you want that person to look like, what you want that person to be like, who you want that person to be, what you look for. The first thing you look for are those physical traits that you're looking for. You're looking for a guy who's, short and stubby and, with a bald head. Or you're looking for a guy who's tall and muscular, with a bald head. Or, you're looking for a tall, slender guy who wear glasses. I don't know. And men, what do we look for? We maybe look for a tall girl with nice legs that have short hair. We may look for a tall girl with nice legs who's bright skinned and kind of big bone. Or we look for a girl who's short but slim. They call those girls I forget, petite girls. I got a friend who goes to the strip club a lot, and he likes those little bitty women. Big guy, but he likes the little bitty women. Okay? It was like a movie I saw. I don't know if you guys saw the Ray Charles story with Jamie Foxx, but when he was looking for women, he'd sit there, and then a woman would approach him, and he'd grab her by the wrist. If she had a skinny wrist or whatever, he was good with it. He talked to her, and, hey, baby, how you doing? And that was that. But if he grab a hold to her and she was a fat woman, she'd have a fat wrist, he'd move away from her. He'd be like, oh, my God, who this fat woman here? He could tell. Okay? So that was his preference. And women and men have preferences as well. Okay? But while men intimidated and maybe will not approach a fine woman, I'm not saying all men are like this. I'm saying some men. Or I'd say most men. Most men would be intimidated by a beautiful woman. Maybe a beautiful woman, you know, you sitting at a restaurant, at a bar or something, and you're looking out the window and you see the valet parking right there. You see the valet parking people, cars who coming into the restaurant where you are. And you and your buddy sitting there, y'all having a couple of drinks after work. Not a lot going on, but you're the type that wants you're looking for a good woman, right? You're looking for a relationship, okay? You've been to the clubs, and you had a couple of women, this and that, but nothing panned out, right? Didn't really like those women. And now this woman pulls up in her little, maybe, let's just say a nice BMW, maybe a 5 Series BMW she pulls up in, and she gets out. Her and one of her friends, they coming into the restaurant, and you're like, man, you tap your buddy, and you're like, man, look, and she's nice, okay, she's not real tall, but she's got nice legs, and she's a little, you know, she's not dark skinned, but she's not light skinned, but she's got a nice complexion on her. You know, everything's in place. She got nice shoulder length hair. But she's driving the BMW. Her friend's not. Okay? You like her. But her friend is dark skinned, tall. That isn't really your type. So you say, man, I wouldn't mind talking to her, kind of picking her brain. But then she comes into the restaurant and you're looking. You're looking, you're watching, she walks in, her friend walks in, they go sit them at the table, and, you know, you steady looking, but you're not saying anything. And as you she's come in and sat down, she gotten a little closer to you, you're like, man, she is beautiful. Driving a BMW. Man, she making some money. She's driving that BMW, and she's a beautiful girl. Just what I like. Man, I got to go over and say something to her. Okay? But that doesn't happen. You and your buddy sit there, and you talk about talking to her. But you're intimidated because of her looks, what she's driving, all this stuff. That's what we get intimidated by. But we shouldn't get intimidated by that. Okay, if she didn't have those physical characteristics that you're looking for, and she got out of a, she got out of a rundown Chevy Malibu, And you may not give her the thought of the time of day because she's not what you're looking for. But then this woman is what you're looking for, and you won't take any time out of your day to go over and say hello to her because you're intimidated by how fine she is. How fine she is. You're intimidated by that. Maybe, you know, Frank, if she were by herself, man, I wouldn't have no problem going over there saying something to her. What's that got to do with it? If you have someone, and I tell women this all the time, if you have someone that looks like that person, you know, or you'd like to, they look like the person that you're looking for, why wouldn't you say something to them? That may be your lifelong partner. And God's brought her in. Think about this now. God has brought her in right in front of you, walked her right by you, sat her down right behind you. You're sitting at the bar. She's sitting at a table right behind you. God put her right there in front of you, and you won't say a thing to her. See, hey, you know what God's saying? Hey, Frank, this is exactly what you asked me for. This is exactly what you're looking for. This is it. Now, mind, for me, I'm going to tell you something. God showed me my lifetime mate in high school. Some people, it happens like that. Okay? For some people, it happens like that. I feel like one of those people. Some people, talents come out when they're little kids. Some people be in the movie business when they're little kids. And some people be little kids in the movie business, and they grow up and they become big stars. Some people don't get into the movie business until they're 40 years old and become big stars from then on. Everyone's talent didn't come out at the same time. But when God wheels those people in and show them to you right there, why wouldn't you say something to her? Why wouldn't you go over and say, I hope I'm not, intruding on you guys. If it's a bad time, you just say, hey, this is a bad time. But I wanted to see if maybe we could talk a little bit after dinner. See, I don't want to interrupt their dinner. I always want to push it to the next time. Y'all with me? So you say, I don't want to interfere with you guys' dinner. I'd just like to know if we can talk after dinner. hey, a friend, I'm not talking to you. I'm looking at her. And I just want to know if you and I can talk a little bit after dinner. She said, yeah, sure, we can talk after dinner. There it is right there. You're on to something right there. I feel like I'm ahead of the game right there. So she said, yeah, we can talk after dinner. Say, okay, here's my cell number. Call me. We're getting ready to get out of here. We're going over here to the Hawks game or something. We're going to the Hawks game over here. It starts in about 45 minutes. So we're going to head on out. You guys enjoy your dinner, but call me when you finish. and we can talk. Maybe she'll call, maybe she won't call. But I feel like with that right there, she'll call. Hey, you know, this is what works, guys. This is what works. And I think it'll work on the opposite side of the spectrum. If you turn around, it'd be a woman and a man. A woman come over and she said to the man, hey, you know, I don't want to interrupt y'all's dinner, but I'd like to talk after dinner if you don't mind. Here's my number. Call me when you finish. And if the guy likes what he sees, he gonna call you. And if the girl likes what she sees, she's gonna call you. Cause guess what? She may be looking as well. If you don't say anything, if you sit there at the bar and have a couple of more drinks and don't see anything and just wish on, hey, man, I wish she could see me, man. I wish I could talk to her. I wish she'd look up here, man, and she'd see me and we could connect eyes, man. I wish she'd go to the bathroom or something, man. I'd follow behind her to the bathroom and say something to her. Why do that? Why not? She feel like you're a creep, then. Why not go ahead and walk on over there and say what you have to say? All she can say is, no, I have someone, I'm not interested. What's the big deal? Okay, and you come back over to your buddy and say, she says she dating someone already, they pretty serious, so whatever. And your buddy will feel like, man, you got some balls, bruh. You got some balls. You jumped up and went over there and talked to that beautiful woman, man. And guess what? That'll give your buddy confidence to do the same thing the next time he sees somebody that he really likes. Y'all ain't listening to me. Because what I'm saying is, be proactive. Jump on it, man. Jump on it. If she's someone that looks great to you and someone that you like to have a relationship with, go and ask. Because you know what? She probably not going to see you, you know, while you're sitting there at the bar. And so, you know, you have to go over and say something to her. Most beautiful girl in the world. You got to say something. And again, for me, you know, God showed me my woman in high school. So he didn't wait till I was 50 years old and say, here she is. He showed her to me in high school. It don't happen like that for most people. But it did for me. And you know, everybody have ups and downs in a relationship. No different with me. Okay? Everybody gets into different arguments in relationships. No different with me. But I didn't back off. I didn't say, well, man, I hope she notices me. I should have said something to her that, you know, that day or whatever. Man, whatever. Grow some balls. Go on and say something. Women, do something. Do something. Make some type of move. Walk by the table while you're looking at him, and maybe he'll say something to you. That may be your way. Who knows? Who knows? And again, just do it. Just do it. Don't be intimidated by a great-looking woman. And women, don't be intimidated by a great-looking man. Because guess what? They may be good-looking on the outside, but they don't have the personality you're looking for on the inside. So what will you do with a person like that? A great looking man, but he doesn't have that personality. He doesn't make you laugh and things like that. Yeah. That's not gonna last. You're gonna kick him to the curb. And your girlfriend say, "Ah, honey, what happened to Chris? Oh, he's so good looking, got all the muscles and everything. What happened with you and Chris?" "Chris stupid. Chris a dog. I ain't messing with Chris. Yada yada yada." That's right. But you approach Chris when you first saw him because he looked like the person that you'd like to have. So you approached him. And you got to another level. But it didn't work out. So move on. Find you another one. Same thing with men. She might be a great looking girl, all this, but as soon as she said one thing out of her mouth, you're like, "Oh man, she's straight out of the hood, bro. And she's not the one." You move on. What? To another one. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to have an even bigger show, a better topic, great topic, as a matter of fact, tomorrow, Tuesday. It should be raining while the show is going on, but we're going to go through the show anyway. I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See you guys. And this is the perfect song, because you see a great-looking woman, you see a great-looking man, hey, you guys deserve each other's love. That's the way it is. That's just God. See ya.
You must have felt right out of my dream, 'cause you and I were meant to be. Because we're both